Hey, we need to talk for a minute. No, just pause it. This is important. Okay, listening? Good. We need to talk about the women you keep bringing back. We had a deal. We're allowed one person a month. No, shut it. Listen. One person a month. And we are to give a 6-hour heads up at least, so the other person has time to find something to do for the night. But you brought the girl over, impromptu, and kept me up all night. Oh, I keep you up? That's no reason to keep me up. I'm an elf. The fact that I even have to share an apartment is a shame to my bloodline. I am 140 years old. I should be out in a manager position or running a company. But no, I'm stuck with some college-aged human who can't keep his dick in his pants. Me? A slut? I adhere to the rules. One guy a month. What? Me making porn does not violate that rule. If you want my half of the rent paid, then you're going to have to put up with my occasional stray lewd sound. It is not more than occasional. I've soundproofed the room. I keep my voice down. I do all the loud stuff. When you're in class, I am a fantastic roommate, and you're taking me for granted. Compromise. I doubt I'll get what I want if we try to compromise. If you hear the occasional moan, then put up with it. You probably like it anyway. I know you humans fetishize elves, and I've seen the women you bring back, just as busty as I am. You still want to? Fine. Come into my room. I'm going to show you there is no way to optimize this. Take a look at this. I've spent hundreds of dollars soundproofing this room. My desk is there, my bed on the opposite wall, my toys near the window, my mic and ring light right in the middle. Thank you. Happy to know I've been promoted to professional slut. Means a lot, douchebag. Okay. So, how do we even compromise? Don't say you can have women over as much as you want. Not happening. They are so over the top, moaning and screaming. It's fucking irritating. It is definitely over the top. I am not a good baseline for that. I moan for my viewers. It's a spectacle. Those chicks you bring over moan to stroke your ego. Why with all these questions now? Why are you so interested in my job all of a sudden. Trying to come up with a plan. What kind of plan could you be cooking up? Sure. I can answer some questions if it'll get you to stop bringing those whores over. Yes, my hair is naturally white. Yes, these are my real eyes. I guess you humans just don't have green eyes that are this bright. My chest? Yes, they are real. I know they're big. I've had men like you staring at them for over a century. No need to remind me, you perv. No, 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 and no more questions. What even is your end goal here? You have an idea in mind. That's great. I'm assuming it involves my chest. Of course. I'm not fucking surprised. What is it? You want to see them. And I assume you'll let me be then. Stop bringing over girls. Sure. I'll do it then. Let me just... There you go. My massive tits. Happy. Okay, time's up. Are you content now? Oh, you are? That's it? I assumed you'd prod for more. Wait a second, I have an idea. I don't find you repulsive. You obviously like my body. Well, where I'm going with this is, we won't need to go out and find people if we just hook up? It would just be easier. We don't need to worry about the rules if we just hook up every once in a while. And maybe, if you want, of course, we could film it for my subs. I can give you a cut. Or pay more of the rent. What? Why are you laughing? I'm dead serious. I don't hate the idea. You're pretty attractive, and yeah, you can be a douche, but you're fun to be around. For a human, is what I'm saying. You will? I mean, you will? That's cool. I think this is a compromise I can deal with. Hey, where are you going? No. We just agreed on this roommates with benefits setup. And you're going back to your game? Get on the bed, buddy. Yes, now. All right, my little human. Now, I should let you know, I have had a lot of sex. A lot. am really fucking good at it. So, I'm going to... Hey, stop interrupting! Oh yeah, I forgot to record. Good catch. I guess I got a little overzealous. Let me... All right. We should be good to go. Back to what I was saying. I am really fucking good at sex. I'm going to blow your little mind. I'm just going to say, when you come quickly, I won't make fun of you. It'll take a while for you to work up to my skill level. Oh? Don't be so cocky. Plenty of men have tried. And none have bested me. Yeah? No, this isn't a duel. Sorry. I'm kind of getting into this. It's nice to fuck someone you know, not some stranger. Adds a bit more lore and banter to the act. But enough. I'm going to get your dick out and make you blow your load to the ceiling. Let's see what we're working with. What the fuck? It's bigger than my head! This can't be real. But well, I can feel you pulsing. It's real enough. This is fucking insane. Look, from my chin to my head, almost the exact same size. Jesus, dude. What? No, I'm not going to black out. You having a horse cock doesn't mean I can't make you bust a load. Let me just... get it a little wet. I'm going to start by licking it up and down. From the base to the tip. It tastes pretty good. Now, I'm going to put it in my mouth. Tell me when you're going to come. Hold on, this is going to take a minute. I'm going to have to unlatch my jaw like a fucking snake. All right, here I go. Goddess damn! Wow, it's thick too. I can't get a hand around it. I need two. Are you even fully hard? I'll have to wait and see? Wait. For... Mm-hmm. What the fuck, dude? Yes, I'm mad. Why did you stop? Keep fucking my... Fuck! It did get bigger. It's fucking massive. It's the biggest I've seen in person. Yes, I'll be fine. See that dildo over there? That's bigger, and I fucked it straight for 8 hours when you were out of town last week. You forgot I've had a century to train myself. Now, grab my hair, wrap it around your hand, and fuck my face. I'll get you. To notice. For 1 month. I've been trying to fuck you for months, but you're so fucking dense. And you brought that woman back, and she moans and screamed for hours. I rubbed myself the whole time. I might have come more than she did, I assumed. But you're packing. Are you close to coming? Because if not, I need you to... I can feel you throbbing. Yeah, come down my throat. We're already in this far. Just let me know, okay? Cool. Then... Holy fuck. It's so heavy. Slap it again. Fucking hell. What a load. I felt that. Rope after rope shooting into my stomach. God damn. I have tears in my eyes. You wrecked my fucking throat. Look, my mascara's running. Do I look hot? Your slutty elf with her black mascara running down her face and her white hair thrown into complete disarray. No. I see your friend is still rearing to go. Scoot back, I'm going to climb on. Well, because I need to control the pace here. You'll hurt me if you do it too hard or in the wrong way. Condom? Oh, don't sweat it. A human hasn't knocked up an elf in hundreds of years. Now, sit back. All right. I'll climb on top and... it's pressed against my stomach. It goes past my belly button. I'm going to feel this in my fucking lungs. Yes? I'll be fine. No, your hands can go on my tits or my legs, not my hips. Tits it is. No. I'm going to stand up and... It's pushing my lips. You like my wet lips and your cockhead, huh? All right. I'm going to lower slowly. If you rush, we are done with this, clear? Okay. Oh wow. It's splitting me open. Alright, that's the tip. Oh, and there's an inch. And a few more. And a few. How much more? Ah, fuck it. Fuck. Holy fucking shit. God damn it. Mother Mary on a fucking cross, that is deep! Oh, my goddess. Look. Yeah, right here, under my diaphragm, you can see the bulge. Can you feel it when I poke it with my finger? Oh, I felt that. Huh, cool. All right. Then, here I go. Keep those hands on my tits and keep groping them. It feels really good. Oh! And... this is really good. I'm so fucking tight. Does it feel good? Of course it feels good. You look like you're in heaven. Keep groping my tits through me. I want them to be sore. Yes, I'm serious. Keep... Oh, yes, like that. Keep going, you fucking brute! How do you like this, elvish pussy human? Best thing you've ever had, huh? There's no going back now. You'll never find a pussy as wet, as tight, as warm. And you'll definitely never find a woman who will love you more than me. How do you look so shocked? Wouldn't be fucking you if I didn't like you. I'm not some easy slut. I might bring home girls every month. When was the last time I brought someone over? Exactly. I felt you twitch. Do you like that? Me saying I love you? Fuck. Oh, fuck, it's so deep. Oh, of course I like you. Work hard. You're handsome. You've got a great taste in music. This horse cock is an added bonus. God damn it! Take your hands off my chest. I'm leaning forward. Do you kiss me, human?
into my mouth. Let out those emotions. Young men, put your hands on my hips. I want to feel your grip. Oh, you're so gentle but firm. Goddess, I love it. But, baby, I'm gonna need you to rough me up a little. I'm used to it now. I can take it. Let me climb off and... There! Yeah, you're going to do me doggy. That's the hottest position. Get up. Get behind me, damn it. Yeah. Look at this arch. Now, grab my hips. Yep, just like that. I want it all in one. That monster plunged deep inside of me in one stroke. Safe word? You're a nice human. You're rather sweet. My safe word is hummus. Good? No. Oh! My legs. Oh my goddess. My stomach has a fucking bump. Just how much did you come in me, you freak? Is this normal? No wonder those women moan and scream all night. You're shoving their lungs up their throats. Jesus. Oozing out. I don't think I can stand. Would you turn it off for me? Thanks. Well, don't just stand there. Did you like it? The best? Of course it was. This is prime elf pussy. You won't find anything better if you fucking tried. Hold on. Come here. All clean? I'm going to have to wash these bed sheets. I need you dripping cum and leaking my juices on my carpet. Dude, stop being shy. Lay down with me. There you go. You know, I think we could just maybe make this more than roommates with benefits. Well, I mean, God damn you. Date me, you fucking adorable man. Don't worry about that. I know. A lot of elves have
reservations about humans and elves dating, but I assure you, it isn't a bother. I think my parents would like you, actually. But forget that. Lay with me. I need to rest now. Then, ordering food and watching that tape back. I want to see if that bulge is on camera. Goddess, that sounds so fucking hot. Thank you, human.